us pray, continue to pray. Oh God, we come before you today as one church, and how grateful we are for this opportunity to be together in worship. We thank you for the leadership of this congregation, who lay and clergy who work together so diligently to guide and to lead this congregation forward in mission and ministry. And so now, oh God, as we both proclaim your word and report to your people, I pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts might be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. For you, oh God, are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, can I just begin this morning by saying how grateful that I am to be here with you today. Worshiping with you, forming faith with you, serving with you, growing with you, and with God. That's what it's all about. We let God's Spirit move in and fill us, and as we are equipped for ministry, and then allow the pastors to move over so that the church can truly be the church, as the laity move up to embrace the gifts and use them that God has given them for God's glory, the church moves together. And that's where things really get exciting. Today, as part of our annual gathering to celebrate our life together and to look forward into God's preferred future, our leadership team of pastors and board chair want to share what God is up to in the life of Florence Christian Church. We want you to catch a glimpse of how God's grace has been moving in our lives together and how we are functioning together as Christ's body, moving together for God's glory. We have described this past year as a year of vision. And during this year, we have begun the important work of laying the foundation upon which we will build the mission and ministry to which we are called as Florence Christian Church Disciples of Christ. This has been a time of self-discovery as we have benefited from the coaching ministry of Vibrant Faith, an organization that assists congregations to make the kinds of adaptive changes that will transform church institutions into living and vibrant faith communities that are making a difference in our lives and in our world through the gospel that we proclaim and embrace. This sermon today is going to focus on how our leaders have witnessed this movement of the Spirit in our midst. And we want to take a few moments to share with you where we have been and what we have seen, as well as what we are seeing and envisioning on the horizon for the coming year. You may remember that we used a concept conceived by Simon Sinek, an author, called the Golden Circle. Sinek says that every organization operates out of three questions: why, how, and what. And who can tell me what the most important question is? What is it? What is it? Why? Exactly. Why? Why do we exist? Why is it that we do what we do as the church? Most organizations, Sinek says, have really no idea. And that is a problem, because if you don't know why you exist, you don't know where to start. But if you know why and you start there, then you can begin to figure out how you go about your mission, which will ultimately enable you to know what it is that you should do. And we were fortunate because we had already determined our why for our church and its ministry. In fact, when Pastor Ed and Pastor Diana and I started in 2015, we began asking you that question: why does Florence Christian Church exist? What is it that God is calling us uniquely to be as a congregation and a community of faith? And that statement of why, that statement of mission that God has called us to, is Florence Christian Church celebrates God's welcome table of abundant. Thank you very much. You got it. In all that we do, in all that we are, we celebrate who God is as one who welcomes us into an abundant life, life with a capital L, a life of love, grace, and acceptance. And so out of this why, this reason for being, we began this past year to define how we are guided into our mission. We've been spending time with you in discovering and determining the core values by which we will live together. That's where we are right now in the visioning process. And so I want to invite our pastors and board chair to share with us these three core values of how we've been living and how we have been living into them. We begin with the core value of welcome radically, and I'm going to ask Pastor Ed to come and share with us about that.
Thank you, Pastor Susan. One thing you'll notice about the core values, they are separate, yet they are intertwined. I don't know how you do one without the other. But today, I'd really like to celebrate the radical welcoming that happens here at Florence Christian Church. You know, I've had many people come up to me over the past year and just give me a hug, and they say things, man, I really look around and I see the people. These are actually words people have said to me. And they're smiling and they really mean it. They really do love one another, don't you? And someone else came to me and gave me a big hug and said, you really, really do love us, don't you? You really feel that here. There's something about this church when I walked in. I knew that they really live that. And there was even a group of other ministers that came here for one day. And several of them told me, man, if I lived in this area, this is the church that I would go to. Because we just feel the love and acceptance, that radical acceptance that we have. Now maybe we may think, yeah, we got this core value down. We're really all about radical welcoming, aren't we? Well, time to step it up a notch. We're never where we need to be. We need to continue to move in God's will and God's love as we radically reach out to so many. I am very, very pleased and excited to tell you that on June 11th, we had a greeters training in which everyone in the directory was called and asked if they would come. We had over 40 people come to want to be part of this radical welcoming that we're doing. 40 people come to learn what does it mean to reach out across all areas to radically welcome everybody. And we talked about greeting not just being shaking a hand and saying, welcome to my church. It's really helping them and getting to know them. It's about bonding and bringing people in. So much so that we've even changed some of the words. You know, we learned that we really don't have any visitors. You see, visitors are people that come to your house. Visitors are people that maybe knock on the door and want to sell me Girl Scout cookies. So I love those visitors. They're visitors. We want guests. We have guests. What is a guest? You know that term, be my guest? Be my guest. Come. Let us feel, make you feel welcome. I always kid my wife a bit because when guests are coming over, oh, everything has to be in its place and we have to have food and everything has to be perfect. Well, if I'm like that in my house, isn't that the way I should be in God's house? When people come, that they're my guests. I want them to feel welcome. I want them to have a good time. I want them to enjoy all that God has for them. So part of that training is we did learn that we really don't have visitors. We have guests, and we should treat all as guests. We also learned that we are the face of Florence Christian Church. You know, somebody walks in that door the first time, you're the greeter, you're the person they meet. That's who they're going to remember. We make our opinions up in only about 5 to 10 seconds about how we feel. We walk into a church. It doesn't take long for us to get a feeling of what that church is about and how do we feel about that. So it's very important that as our guests that we make sure that we help them. We know and they know where they need to go and places that they may need help with, restrooms, where the sanctuary is, where the nursery, and really just connecting with those people at a very personal level. That's one thing we need to do. We also learned that we see different types of guests, and we shouldn't jump to a conclusion because of something we may think. We may need to have guests that are of different abilities. We have guests that are of different backgrounds. We could have deaf guests. We could have blind guests. We could have guests with babies, or we could have guests with all sorts of kids, and they're kind of just trying to find them and settle everything down. And as Florence Christian Church, we need to reach out to those people and help them. Help them with their children. Not just say, hi, it's so nice to have you, but really reach down and meet them on a personal level. Introduce them to other people so they immediately feel connected. We also learned, and as we're asked people as they go and visit other churches on their vacations, we did ask that they would look and kind of do a little survey. Be kind of like a secret shopper. What are they doing well? What can we bring back to really touch people's lives in Florence Christian Church? One thing that I noticed is as I visit other churches is immediately the successful church, not just successful, but I think a good practice is that as soon as I walk in, I want to know where I can get my information. So one thing I've noticed is often you'll see a big sign that says Welcome Center. And that Welcome Center will be manned, will be somebody there, you know, as long as the service is going. So when people come in and they want their lives to be touched and they want information, they know right where they can go. They just look up and say, oh, there's a Welcome Center. There's the information. That's where I can go and find out what I need to know. So we're talking to Glenna, the great one who does such a great job for us, to help us kind of reconfigure the narthex to how can we become more welcoming? How can we be more radical in our welcoming so people can walk and they can see immediately where they have to go? And have that person, have people there to help, two people at least, that will help anybody who's not sure about where is the nursery or where do I take my kids? Do they in the service? How does all that work? You know, often they have to come in here before they know that. It'd be great to have someone that can just give them this information. So we're moving towards that point of being a much more radically welcoming place. Now what? Well, you know, we're doing pretty good, I think, of being radically welcome in these four walls. It's time to take it out of these four walls. How do we welcome people radically into God's presence outside? Now we're doing some of that as Pastor Diana will talk about our faith groups and how that is opening up people to come in and to know God. But just in our day-to-day lives, you know, when you're out where they are, we need to take these same type of practices of looking them in the eye, showing a genuine concern for their lives. Now, I remember the years of Billy Graham and other great evangelists that would preach and people would come forward. But I found in my personal walk that true evangelism happens when you look in somebody's eye and you show a genuine care for them. When they're hurting and you come alongside and you tell them, you know, there is a God that loves you and wants to help you through this hard time. That's where people really understand what evangelism is about. So my prayers for the upcoming year is that we would become more openly evangelistic, more open in sharing all that God has done for us, that God will give us his eyes, that we can see the pain people are going through, and we could come alongside them, and we can truly be God's hands, feet, as well as his ears and his mouth. Thank you so much, and I thank you for allowing me to come back to this church and being a pastor and work with this wonderful staff here as we continue to move forward with all that God is. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Josh Crabtree, and I am the board chair. I have the privilege of serving as the board chair this year and this past year and for the 2 years to come. And at Florence Christian, we serve boldly. Oh, by the way, that if you were planning on needing a bathroom break, this would be the time and the service that you would go. You've heard much today about, or you will hear much about, where we've been. And this past year has been a busy year, as it often is at Florence Christian. And we serve not only in our community and in our country and internationally, we serve in these walls and we serve in our homes and in our workplaces. We find needs and we meet them. And we do that in so many, many ways. Through property teams and teaching teams of people that we work to make sure that the church is, you know, this building itself serves people. hundreds of people on a weekly basis are using our facilities for meetings where they can help and support one another. And this has been a long history of things that we do here at Florence Christian. You're going to have to bear with me just a moment. Caitlin, I promise I'll tie it back in. I was touched earlier with Jim mentioning it, and I need to mention it now and talking about service a little bit, about my dear friend who is a wonderful servant, Anita Smith. And some of you may have heard me share this before. Now, Anita, if you did, was one of our first women elders, and she was the first woman board chair here at Florence Christian. And Anita served boldly throughout her life in many different ways and at different stages of her life. And I'll share with you the way that she served me in a lot of different ways. And I told her about several years ago, a decade ago, I guess now, I was sitting back there at my third pew from the back. I didn't want to be here. I was going through a divorce. I considered myself pretty much a failure. I was a pretty broken person. And church was the place, oddly enough, I did not want to be. And that first Sunday that I was back without saying a word, Anita Smith came and sat down beside me. She never said anything, but she sat with me every Sunday thereafter until I didn't need her to sit by me anymore. You see, Anita knew that she was loved by God, and she wanted me to know I was loved by God and loved by her. And sometimes we serve with our presence, and we do that for other people. The ways that you serve here, there are many, many ways that you will find to do that. Like Anita, you may teach for a while, you may lead for a while, you just may be present with someone for a while. And I encourage you to find your way to boldly serve. I want you to hear this from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John, and it's a familiar story. And it was as Jesus passed along that he met the blind man from birth, and those who hoped to trap him asked, they said, "Who sinned, teacher, this man or his parents?" And neither, he answered, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." And after smearing mud on the blind man's eyes, made with dirt and his own saliva, he told the man to go bathe in the pool of Siloam, and immediately the man could see. Then the speculation really began to fly. They questioned the man. They questioned his parents, and the parents sent him to the Pharisees again and said, "Hey, he's of age, ask him." And again they found the healed man and questioned him, accusing Jesus of being a sinner because he had healed on the Sabbath. Now here's the part that I found so profound and so beautiful, and it's not the words of Jesus, but the words of the man. Finally, the healed man in exasperation replied, "Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know is I was blind, and now I see." Still today, the proof of who Jesus is not in systems or regulations. It's in the living evidence of lives changed, eyes that recognize, and ears that embrace the truth when they hear it. Over this next year at Florence Christian, we're going to look at ways that our systems and our regulations and things that we have work. So to make sure that we're embracing this vision more fully and live fully into serving boldly. And so everything's going to be on the table, and you're all going to have an opportunity to give input. But are we structured in a way that allows us to welcome radically and serve boldly? And we're going to continue to identify and meet those needs of things and opportunities that exist where we need to serve and find the ways that we can just not only serve, but to do so boldly It's my prayer that over this past year and for the year to come, that you will join with us in finding your way to serve. In whatever stage of life and in accordance with the grace given you, we will find the place that you will be able to serve and to serve boldly. To serve as a person whose life has been changed by the living Christ. And to go out and serve as people who were once blind, but now see.
We welcome radically, we serve boldly, and we form faith every day. In our passage this morning from Romans, Paul says, "So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping and eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering." Paul was talking to the church at Rome as they were trying to figure out how to live their lives now that they were Christians. How should they live a life of faith? Paul's words to them and to us is that we love God by offering our whole everyday ordinary lives. We live lives where faith is formed every day. So how are we living out this value here at Florence Christian Church? First, we know that faith doesn't magically happen. It is formed intentionally, each day, every day, over a lifetime. It is a continual process. And so we have been equipping people to form their faith. One of the ways this past year we've been living into this value has been through our date night ministry. Date night is a gift to our families who have children. Once a month, those with children gather at the church, and while the children are doing their own fellowship and learning activities, the adults have a learning session where they are equipped with resources and tools to help them engage their children in faith practices on a regular basis. After all, research shows that children who grow up in the church typically only are involved in church activities 40 hours per year. 40 hours per year are children involved in church activities, including worship. However, parents spend 3,000 hours each year with them. Who better to teach the form faith in their children than parents? So to continue this formation process, our youth faith groups will continue to meet, providing spiritual community. Our children will continue to be included in worship and help lead us in worship like they did on Mother's Day. We will continue to share and provide resources for all of you, which will help you develop spiritual disciplines, such as daily prayer and regular Bible study. We will expand our IT capabilities, including Wi-Fi in the building, and much more. This past year, we have had the joy of dedicating 4 children to God. Parents and siblings and the congregation as a whole have made a sacred covenant to help share the Christian faith and to help that child and all our children walk with Christ. But we know that faith is not just something that's simply learned from a book, or even from your parents. It is something that is learned from being in an intergenerational community. This year, our VBS with the park was an intentional time to bring our children and seniors together. And next year, we will continue to offer more and more opportunities for the young and old and in between to gather and form bonds. For example, this summer, our Adventure Zone, the summer camp program for elementary age children, is offering a special monthly activities for our residents at Arcadia Park. They had their first with an ice cream social this past Friday. And we watch faith being formed for all generations. Finally, as Paul teaches us, faith is formed every day, not just on Sundays. We know that you never stop forming your faith, and so whether you are a teen experiencing God's love with a small group and laying on the floor laughing when there's a tornado coming, Or you are a member of the listeners class and have been a member for decades and have lived life with so many people. We know that we value faith that is a vital part of the everyday, ordinary messiness that is life. This is why our faith groups are so vital to all of us. Some of them meet once a month, some meet every week, some meet for just a certain time to explore, such as our Essentials of Success this year. This past year, we've had at least 10 faith groups which have met regularly, including our Pride faith group. I point them out because they're the leading ones in inviting people who aren't a part of the church, who aren't already involved in church, to come to the group. Over half of these groups meet in homes or away from the church, which helps them know that faith together happens every day. This next year, we continue to prayerfully discern the creation of new groups, praying that people will say yes to God's call to serve as hosts and facilitators. We will provide the resources. We will equip you and support those who feel that fire of the Spirit in their souls, knowing that the Spirit teaches and they are called to host. We will pray that this next year that people will risk and invite friends and family members, coworkers and neighbors and strangers you meet in the grocery store to come and join in forming their faith every day. We at Florence Christian Church value this, and we are living into that value. So I want to close by sharing a story. A few weeks ago, I got a message from one of our parents, and she just had to share a picture with me. One of our wonderful children, with her parents' encouragement, has developed the discipline, I would call it a spiritual discipline, of writing in her journal each night. And this is what Jane wanted to share. She shared how proud she was that she got to practice for the Mother's Day worship service, and how excited she was that she got to help lead worship. This is the church, the highlight of her day, a part of her spiritual life, encouraged and nurtured by parents and embraced by a community that welcomes the gifts of all ages. This is forming faith every day. Thanks be to God, and may we continue to do so for every person who comes and is part of this faith community. Thanks be to God, and thanks be to you.
So, our mission, celebrating God's welcome table of abundant love, grace, and acceptance, our why, leads into how we do that. And we do that through welcome. Welcome radically, serve boldly, and forming faith. Form our faith every single day. That's how we do this. Leads us into answering this next question, which is what? Which is our vision for what God is calling and God's preferred future is for Florence Christian Church? We are going to see how all of this fits together. And you know, sometimes we think, boy, this takes a long time. But friends, if we get it right, we'll do right by God. And that's what we want to be about. We're going to see how all of this fits together this year so that, as Paul says, out of the deep gratitude for all that God has given us, by pure grace, to go ahead and to live as Christ's body, working together, excellently formed and marvelously functioned to be what we were made to be. This year, coming up, we are going to be focusing on what it means to be whole. What it means to be whole, what it means to be whole persons in body, mind, and spirit, and what that means as we are whole as a congregation, so that Florence Christian Church may participate more fully in being a movement for wholeness in a fragmented world. We are needed, friends. We are needed, and we've got to find that vision that God's giving us through wholeness. You know, God has great things in store for us. Amen? But here's the thing, we have to do this together. We have to do it together. We have to move together. It's going to take all of us, whether we've been here 50 years or 50 days or 5 days. Everyone is needed. Everyone has something that they can share. And that everyone includes you. So today, as we have our time of invitation together, my prayer for you is that you will embrace the word that you've heard and the vision that God is calling us to, and you will respond to it faithfully. For some of us, that means making a profession of faith in Jesus as the Christ in your life, your Lord, your Savior. For others, that means becoming a ministry partner of this congregation, becoming what we might call a member, so that we might serve Christ together. All of us, whether we've been here 50 years or 50 days, are called to partner in ministry. So let's respond to God's call as we sing our wonderful song of invitation. Let's